On Tuesday night, Prince Edward County Council heard, deliberated, and voted on whether to support two proposed battery energy storage systems best in the county after hearing from an energized community response. These proposals, which consisted of the larger 250-megawatt Picton Best site on County Road 5 in Sophiasburg, proposed by Compass Energy Consulting, and a smaller pair of 3-megawatt Best sites on County Road 10 in Athol, proposed by Solar Flow-Through Funds and Abundant Solar Energy Inc., were made in response to a request for proposal from Ontario's Independent Electricity System Operator for grid battery storage to support increasing provincial energy needs. Comments and deputations from the community, which mostly concerned the larger Picton Best site, called into question the need for locating such a large battery facility, up to 15 acres, that would provide up to 17% of the province's requested new capacity on prime agricultural land, while highlighting the risk of thermal runaway of the project's lithium-ion technology that could result in toxic explosive conflagrations, such as those in Arizona in 2019 and Australia in 2021, and contaminated groundwater via the huge volumes of water needed to control the potential blaze. Furthermore, community members called into question Compass's transparency and detail with regard to the exact components and systems that will be employed at the site, as well as their judgment in selecting a risky technology which insurers are beginning to lose appetite for. Compass President Jonathan Cheeses, who also made a presentation to council, responded that best technology is safe, as it has been deployed in Ontario since 2014 without incident, and that the latest safety codes and standards have evolved to address past concerns. However, this was not enough to convince council, as they voted in grand majority to deny their support for the 250-megawatt Picton Best project. As for the smaller Athol Best project, council decided to defer their decision to the January 25th council meeting in order to obtain an interdepartmental staff opinion on the project, given that it utilizes lithium phosphate technology and will have a smaller footprint on non-agricultural land. Sophiasburg Councillor Bill Roberts, when asked about his rationale for expediting a denial motion in regard to the Picton Best, had the following to say.
That denial was based on a number of things. It was based on what was judged to be the inappropriate use of scarce agricultural land. It was done on the basis of the Prince Edward Federation of Agriculture was opposed, the neighbors were opposed, the local residents felt not consulted. Questions at the virtual meetings, there was a lot of confusion about the nature of the answers or non-answers coming from that proponent. The mere size of the thing, you know, whether it's the third or the fifth or the tenth largest in the world, it's still really big. And, you know, as I said at council, you know, Australia is a pretty sophisticated country, and if a comparable size battery storage facility there requires 150 firefighters to put it out over 4 days, that's a very difficult situation for this small community of 26,000 people to deal with. Oh, and I should mention that the IESO itself said, out of close to 400 possible sites, somewhere getting very close to 200 were preferred by the IESO over Picton, you know, which kind of is an indictment in its own way, I guess.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.